What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Tea with Tina podcast. If you just jumped in, we're in the middle of a mini series. This is episode 2 of 4. So go back and check out episode 1 if you haven't already. But we are talking about the effects of fitness on different stages of life and wellness, health and wellness at different stages of life. And last episode we covered children. This episode we're doing teens, okay? I am talking from experience because I've been a teen before, and I think all of you have too, unless there's a child listening. But again, we're just going to talk about some of the things applying to health and fitness, some things that you can do for the teens in your life, whether you have a teenager at home, maybe some of your friends, maybe the workplace you're at, you know, you interact with teens, or you're a teacher that is with teens, or a sports coach. I mean, it could be anything. I think these things can apply to everybody. And even if you're just somebody, you're like, nope, no teens in my life, I think you can reflect back on your teenage years, and maybe this will provide some closure or explanation to why you did things the way you did with your health and fitness, and you can heal that inner child. Okay, so let's dive in. Welcome to the Tea with Tina, your favorite podcast where we talk all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and maybe a little bit of tea gets spilled. We chat all about this in a super casual environment, so grab your beverage of choice, sit back, relax, and enjoy. So, starting off, teenagers can be hard to deal with, because I remember I was very influenced as a preteen teen, and I did classify child as like a 12-year-old and lower, so I'm going to say that a teen is going to be like 13 to 18 or 19. I personally think that we're still like a child, and we don't really truly hit an adult stage till about like 21 to 23. That's like when we get into the real world and we're like, oh, I have to adult now. But, you know, around that range somewhere. But I was really influenced. You know, your brain isn't fully developed yet. Your brain doesn't finish developing until you're 25, and you haven't been out in the real world to truly see how things work. You know, from that point forward, you're under the influence of strictly like kids shows, kids media, which is very catered. You tend to be very, I never understood this, you know, you tend to be very babied as a child, and everybody's like, oh my God, take care of the children, we love you, the world is happy and nice. And I know this is not everybody's experience, but as far as like generic media, and you go to school and everything's nice and organized, and then like one day you're just thrown out into the real world and it's just not sunshine and rainbows anymore. You're like, what the heck? It's just a little crazy. Like, screw it, you're 18 now, you just gotta deal with it. As the school buses are driving past my house, I live by a main road. I'm just waiting till the obnoxiousness ends. Okay. But yeah, I think like the lack of the real world also, like, you know, you don't know about fad diets, you don't know about anorexia, you don't know about bulimia, you don't know about the darkness of not being healthy, of getting disease and things like that. I didn't know anything about that. I felt invincible and I was like, I'm just gonna play games. Like, I didn't know. But I do know that I did on-demand workouts. Jillian Michaels was one of the first ones that I played around with. I remember I did, like, belly dancing ones, and she had, like, six-pack abs. So I just do those. And, like, I didn't know anything about anything. I didn't know what was too much, what was too little, what was bad for me, that I should have good form if I was working out too much, too little. I just did it, you know? And I talked about this in the last episode, but I saw my sister struggling with her body image. So I would eat the way she did, and I would, you know, kind of work at how she did. And that was really influential on me. And, you know, she would complain about her cellulite and wanting a flat stomach. So that's kind of what prompted me to work out and, you know, do these on-demand workouts. I, later on in my teenhood, I did Beachbody because one of my friends bought it. It was Brazilian butt lift. And I bought it too. They give you like bands and there's different DVDs, so I do it upstairs. I play Dance Dance Revolution to try to lose weight. I got into an MLM, Advocare. You can go back to episode, I think, 2 of the podcast. I'll link it in the description below about my lovely time in an MLM. And I mean, at this time too, I didn't understand what crash diets were. I just did what people told me. I was brand new to the world. I thought everybody was nice. Everybody was there and they cared about me. I just didn't know. Like, I thought everything I heard was right. You know, I didn't question anything. And I also took green tea pills at this time because one of my friends did that. And she saw weight loss. And I was like, oh, green tea's natural. This is cool. Not a good experience. I've talked about that on a couple podcast episodes. So, yeah. I was very influenced as a teen. And I think that's important to note is that we are very influential at this point. Our hormones are raging. Our hormones are up and down. So, we're going to feel things very extremely, and you know, guys are a couple years behind of girls. Girls tend to kind of do this a little bit sooner, but you know, it's important to know. And with that being said, though, I think it's important. With that being said, though, I think it's important to treat kids more like adults, right? At this point, I call them kids. Treat teenagers more like adults at this stage. Doesn't mean you have to be super harsh or extreme, but I think if, you know, you start to give them some respect and acknowledge that they have thoughts and choices and wants, even though you may not agree with them, it's based off the current situation that they're in and everything that they know, I think they'll respect that a little bit more and they'll respect you a little bit more. So getting into some habits, you know, that I think would be good for teens to learn. One would be encourage drinking water. I think this is something, I mean, I know a lot of schools will allow you to bring like water. So pushing that in, like, hey, you can bring a water bottle to class or whatever, drink water. That's important, especially if they're in sports, for sure. Drink the water, probably Gatorade too, right? But also educate them on fitness in everyday life outside of the sports and gym class and games, because that's probably what they're used to, right? You play games with your friends, we play games in gym class, and I do sports. But little do you know that you're going to work out outside of that when you move into your adult life, because what happens with us, right? We leave college, we leave high school, we were like an amazing athlete, and then, well, you can't really do volleyball outside of high school or college or football or baseball or soccer, and then you just kind of like go into your job, and then you just don't follow up with a fitness routine because you're so used to whatever you learn in the sports, which is usually not able to be transitioned over very well into the everyday fitness realm. I've worked with athletes before and they really struggle to accommodate to like everyday lifestyle versus like what they do in training, which tends to be very intense, and there's off seasons and all that kind of stuff and preseason training. But I think slowly teaching them habits of how to work out outside of sports is huge. Huge, huge, huge. Because I specifically remember in high school, we had different modules, and I had one teacher in particular who seemed very passionate about this. And I remember we'd sit down, we'd watch videos, and we'd talk about it. And we would say, like, hey, this is how you work out, like, outside of, like, when you're an adult. And I was like, what is he talking about? Like, when I'm an adult? Like, it literally just went right over my head. I did not think about working out as an adult. All I knew was being a kid, and that's just, I didn't think that it would change, right? You can't imagine it changing because you're not put into that situation yet, but you get married and you get settled and you have a job and you don't have time to work out. It's not like you have gym class and your job, although maybe some do. That'd be pretty cool. So I think that's one of the most invaluable things to teach. And I'm very thankful that he taught it to me, because one day I remember I just looked back and I clicked with it and I was like, oh my God, he was right. It just kind of made sense. So that's one big thing. Another thing I encourage is, you know, on the topic of health class and stuff, is consider buying a book or recommending podcasts. So kind of being more subtle about it to them about hormone health, puberty, and health class topics. I say this because often in school, and you probably know yourself, it is glazed over and not great information, and you just don't know with social media either. There's good information, there's bad information, so I'd rather you handpick it out for them to listen to or watch or consume. I know there's that like one teen book that like moms get all the time for their daughters. I personally never read it, but I read something similar and it was very helpful. Because like I said, it's glazed over as far as the menstrual cycle, as far as sexual health, knowing your body, knowing if you have an irregular period. I'm 27 and I still barely grasp the context of irregular periods and what's normal and what's not. I just wasn't taught it. I had to figure everything out on my own. Like, my mom, she had super irregular periods. My sister was pretty regular. Like, she would just track it in a little booklet, but it's just, I don't know, it was just so different. Like, nobody taught me anything. And I feel like that's common. That's very common. Sex health, like I said, hormone health, like, you know, expressing like, hey, your body's going to be going through some changes. You might get acne, you might get this, you know, and again, encouraging that open support and saying like, hey, talk to me if you feel uncomfortable, or you may feel your hormones are a little crazy right now, and all that. They may not quite understand it at the time, but they'll probably look back and be thankful for it. And they'll also, it'll help them still. Okay. Even if they aren't 100% sure in the time. And that leads into the fact that sometimes they do need to make their own mistakes to learn. So, you know, educate them, give them the information that you feel that they need, but also know that, you know, this is their first little taste of independence. They have the raging hormones. They're going to do what they want to do, and they're going to make their mistakes within reason, make sure they're safe. But then they're going to learn from them. That's the best way to learn, is make the mistake. You know, the only way you're going to figure out if the stove is hot is if you put your hand on it, right? If you never put your hand on the stove, even though you have been told it's hot, you're probably like going to still question it until you figure it out for yourself. So we have that. Some other things, we touched upon this at the end of the children's one, but I think it's important to touch upon again and get a little bit more into depth with, would be, you know, aside from movement and nutrition, would be more the mental health and well-being strategies, things like sleep, because, you know, they're going to be in high school now and taking, you know, extracurricular activities, and they got to, you know, learn time management, and they're going to be up late with projects and, you know, studying for finals and things like that. So, you know, they might lack some sleep. Friends, there's going to be, you know, friend groups now, and maybe things will get clicky. So you got to teach them boundaries and how to build a good relationship and how to tell a good friendship from a bad one, how to be a good friend. Mental health, you know, hormones are often haywire at this time, and things are just going to be rocky. They're going to be all over the place, and expect that, but you can teach these things. And then we have the addition of the online world, which is this relatively new, you know, for everybody. I didn't get Facebook until I was like in 9th or 10th grade, because it wasn't really popular until then. So it's still relatively new, 10, 20 years. And teens are now exposed more than ever. You could look up anything and everything, and they're going to see other people their age or maybe a little bit older, and they're going to watch what they're doing, and they're going to be influenced by that, whether it's healthy or not. So that's something to think about. The good news is, though, research shows that the newer, younger generations are actually taking more priority in health and fitness. They are smoking less cigarettes. They are drinking less alcohol. You know, mocktails are trendy. There is, you know, a higher rates of depression, I think, from lack of in-person communication, and relationships are kind of weird. Like, the dating scene's very strange for the younger people. It seems like nobody, like, everybody's afraid to commit because they have that kind of worry of, like, well, what if I find something better, because, like, they have access to the entire internet kind of deal. At least that's how I perceive it. But it does seem like they want to work out, and they want to go to gyms, and they want to invest in trainers and wellness. So that is, because it's somewhat trendy in a good way, so that is a positive up note as far as social media and the wellness realm in the younger generations. Another thing, kind of getting back to like time management and things, is I think instilling things like chores, keeping organized, maybe getting a job to earn some money so they know, you know, responsibility, and again, encouraging open communication, allowing them to make choices, and learning that choices have consequences. And this ties into our health and wellness, because once they start to make money, they might have, you know, the choice to buy certain foods, or if they want to buy workout clothes or a gym membership or, you know, anything, they can, you know, that plays a role into it. And I think if we tend to be more organized or clean or have a good self-care routine, I think that also leads into better health practices as well, because we're more organized. And then some other things, ask them about what they like and what they want to do for teens, right? Because a lot of times I think we might instill what we think is best for them or maybe we grew up in a certain sport and we want to see them do the same thing, but maybe they don't want to do that. Ask them what they want to do. You know, maybe you're like, they should be in a sport, but maybe they don't want to do a sport. And if they don't want to do a sport, ask them and pursue a hobby. You know, maybe they're more into nature and cottagecore and you know, flowers and being outdoors. So maybe you can encourage them to hike or do something movement wise outdoors. It doesn't have to directly be a sport to get them involved with moving, or maybe they could do yoga or something like that. And on the nutrition side of things, I would encourage integration of cooking and baking. So try to have, you know, some together time when you can, helping them with the dinners, having a little baking day for fun on your day off, showing healthy substitutes for things like applesauce and maple syrup as sweeteners with, like, you know, it could be something like zucchini bread or banana bread. Just do a healthy banana bread recipe. It doesn't take very long to make. It's very easy. It could be, you know, at the end of the night or on a weekend, you guys are both off and together. And show them how healthy food can taste good and kind of build it into a hobby. So they're going to learn how to cook for themselves, which is a very needed, very needed skill in today's days. I mean, there's whole services like off of like prepped food, like multi-million dollar services. So teach your kids how to cook, save them some money and time. And I think, like I said, encouraging and showing tasty, healthy options is important too, because we still have this narrative that like healthy food is nasty, but like healthy food can be so delicious. You just have to know like how to cook it and what to do, right? So yeah, I think I'm gonna wrap it up there. I hope, again, I want to share a little disclaimer that I do not have children of my own, but I was a teenager at one point, so I can relate. And I deal with teenagers. Almost every gym I've worked at, I've trained teenagers before, and you interact with them, you see them, how they work out, how they talk about eating and things like that. So I do have some experience working with them. But these are just my thoughts, just some things that, you know, all of my podcast episodes aren't really, none of them are meant to be, you know, you have to do this. I look at these as more of a conversation. I'm kind of sharing my thoughts and my research and just my experiences. And it's an open conversation. Maybe you would disagree with some of the things I say. Maybe you do agree with some of the things I say. Or maybe something I say sparks something in your brain to think about something totally new. And that's what it is. It's a conversation. I hope I don't seem like I'm talking down to you. I don't know why. I just like kind of felt that vibe at the end of this podcast. But I'm not like a know-it-all by any means. We're just having a conversation. So with that being said, for those of you on YouTube, if you want to drop a comment below, what are your experiences? What was your teenage years like with health and fitness? Like, were you into it? Were you like anti-health and fitness? Were you a sports junkie, a jock, cheerleader? What was going on? I want to know below. Chat with me. And for those of you listening elsewhere, just be sure to follow the podcast, The Tea with Tina, so you never miss an episode. All right, guys, I hope you have a great rest of your week and can't wait to share episode 3 and 4 with you in the mini series. We're going to be talking about adults and elderly. I think something you guys can probably more so relate to, but kids are cool too. But all right, chat soon, guys. Bye for now.